Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has many things to do in such a short amount of time. This is a day, if you have a heart to follow Him, I say follow Him now. Dig in deep. Let the word be planted deep in your heart. You know, that's the solving of the mystery. Jesus said, talking about the parable of the soul, when his disciples asked him about that parable, he said, if you don't know this parable, how will you know all parables? And he said, the sower soweth the word. And some of the seed fell by the wayside. That's where people walk, hard ground. Seed just lay on top of the ground and then the birds come get it. When people don't let the word get in their heart, Satan will come and ensure their deception. We are made in God's image. We're going to trust something. And if we trust Satan, the words of darkness, we won't ever get anywhere in life. But if we trust God's word, we trust life. If we trust life, we live. Because there's an order. The courts of heaven had to be justified. Our salvation is thoroughly justified by Jesus' blood. Satan's trying to keep us from what makes us strong. And then he said there was seed sown among thorns. Stony ground. Stony grounds, the stones are there. Rocks is in the soil. And the seed don't develop much root. So when the sun comes up, even though it sprouts up quick, it dies because it has no root. And many people don't have the word of God rooted in their heart. And that's what we're going to have to do in order to follow God. And then some seed was sown among thorns and weeds. And it took it's like a person in a worried condition. The concerns of this world, the lust of other things entering, it chokes the word and they become unfruitful. And they don't bear good fruit or no fruit. And then there's the good heart. The seed that was sown on good ground. Now, if you're saved, if you believed on Jesus, you're already good ground. Now you have to take on the word of God and receive it down deep in your heart. Not just the written word, especially the written word. And then you can plant down deep the spoken word of God. We have to be faithful with what we have. And then we're going to get more to be faithful with. And it's important. The Lord does things by order. But if you can receive what the Holy Spirit is saying, he'll give you his knowledge. But you still have to believe it by your faith. And you have to plant it down deep in your heart. The Lord told Ezekiel to eat the roll. He had a word to preach. He had things to do. And he had to speak God's word. So he had to eat that roll. And it tasted sweet in his mouth, but bitter in his belly. Because he had to tell people, see, there's joy in God's word no matter what form it comes in. No matter what its assignment is, there's a joy that goes with it. But you're going to have to sometimes speak and do things that you normally wouldn't do. You may seem inconsiderate. Because you have to tell people, if they don't make the right choice, they will die. It's part of it. And he had to tell people to go back to following God. People, and they didn't want to hear that. Just like in our day, we have to tell people that you got to believe on Jesus Christ and everything else is a bald-faced lie. All of it. Every religion, every persuasion of man and every opinion that don't recognize Jesus Christ as being the Savior and the Son of God and his blood washing our sins away. It can't get you to heaven. Only the blood of Jesus can get us to heaven. But everything else is off track. The wide road logic. It won't work. And many people die because of what they believe. They believe wrong and they die. The only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, who washed our sins away in his own blood. He laid his life down like a lamb being slaughtered. And they beat him. And that justified you to receive healing in your body because they beat our Lord. And then he died for us. He laid his life down. Now we receive salvation. And all this was done by people who said they love God. They were behind all of this. They stirred up the Romans. And the Romans obeyed their masters. And Satan found a way to, he thought he killed Jesus, but he didn't. And now those who follow him can do the same things that he did. We all can do whatever Jesus did. If we're willing and obedient, we can do whatever he did. And we learn that we can do things. We're not used to all the things we're able to do. And so some people may not aspire to do those things. But we can learn to do all those things and do even more so. Because the same, everything Jesus did, he did as a man. Whatever he did, we can do. Whatever he bound on earth was bound in heaven, and he knew it. There was nothing on earth stronger than his faith. Because he looked to his Father. He did it the same way we do it. He is our example. Whatever he loosed on earth was loosed in heaven. He healed, he told the lady, go and sin no more. He had the wisdom of God. He knew what to say. All of her accusers, he said, let he that is without sin cast the first stone. And they dropped their rock, starting with the oldest, and walked away. And then he told the lady that was a prostitute, where are your accusers? And they were all gone. And then he told her, go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. Wisdom, knowledge, counsel, might, the fear of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord, resting on it. And when the Holy Spirit rests on us, we can do whatever he did. The Holy Spirit rested on Christ, and he was able to do the wonderful works of life. You can too. As he is, so are we in this world. As he is, so are we in this world. And we can operate no different. Now God loves us and he cares about us. He wants us to go forward in him. He wants us to do his perfect will. He wants us to see the better way. And as we go forward, we learn and grow. We grow into the ways of God that gives us the ability to do these things. It's all by faith. We have to believe it, and then we act on it, and heaven backs us up just like it backed up Jesus. Jesus spoke the word, and heaven recognized him. The Father recognized him. So whatever he say to you, plant that word deep in your heart. Deep in your heart. Deep in your heart. Dedicate yourself to do what all this that he reveals. I promise you, it will do more than it looks like. And it's not going to look like it'll work. But you know in your heart that it will. And you're going to love it. You're going to enjoy knowing that you're obeying God. If you can believe him, you can do this. You got to act on that faith, you got. Whatever the Lord bring to you, plant it down deep in your heart and act on it quick. Be like him about it. If he brings something to you, believe it with all you got. Confess the word that you'll do all that he reveals. That you'll do all that that's in his heart. Ask him to help you not miss it. Ask him to help you do everything that he wants done. Ask him to help you make the wisest choice in all things. And wait. Be patient. Cool out. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the ride. Don't get in fear. Don't get excited negatively. whatever he say, whatever he give you to do, that's the hot spot. That's the best wisdom you could operate in. And you have to see it that way. If you can believe him and act on it, that's all it takes. If you believe in what you're doing, you'll keep it up. Decree it. Speak life to what God has given. Don't let what's not bother you. And don't let another route bother you either. Sometimes people, they get angry because they think others are going to have to play a more of a part. But other people, that may not always work out. You have to do what God gives you to do. If it involves other people, do it the way God gives you to do. He only needs a few people that believe him to get something done. Stay in faith about it and use those who are willing. And if you know, sometimes it's a waste of time to try to get other people on board. If they're not in faith about it, I don't want them to help. If they don't believe in what I'm doing, I'd rather for them just sit there and watch. But if they're excited about what God is doing and they want to be blessed, they can help. But if they're not in faith about it, I'd rather for them just watch. Because it's too important. Everybody has influence. You don't need doubtful influence around you. It's going to work. Now, I said that I'd rather for them just sit there and watch. I don't mean that meanly. I love people. I love them deeply. Just like I love the people I'm trying to reach. But I will contend for what I'm doing. I believe in what I'm doing. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do what God gives me to do. I confess it, that I will do all that's in his heart, and I mean it. And I learned something. If you do it God's way, God will give you a format, then it doesn't matter what others do. It'll work. How firm do you believe his word? And if the people he said don't work out, he'll send somebody else. He has a way to do this when people's life is on the line. And he'll help you do what you got to do. You don't have to compromise. Now, the insight that people have, sometimes it's there to help you. You have to recognize when it's God. Now, you know his voice. If you've been in his presence, you know him. You know how he speaks. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. They hear me and they follow me, and a stranger they won't follow. Now, I may not have quoted it just like he said it, but that's what he was saying. So when the wisdom of God comes, I can tell. You can tell. And it's good, folks. It's good. God wants you to know him. And he wants to be a blessing in your life. He wants you to know what he can do. And everything that you do can work. And the Lord will show you who you can trust, who you can't. He gives you wisdom to keep you from marrying an enemy or hiring an enemy. He gives you wisdom. I told a friend of mine, I said, the Lord, he evaluates everything. He knows how people can respond to your personality, whether they enjoy your company or not. I said, whatever he say, whatever he give you to do, work with it. When it comes to marriage, whoever he talked to you about, if he say that's a good fit for you, then believe it. I said, then it's going to look wrong because the enemy's he don't want you to have a good marriage. And the first thing you have to do is find somebody that's compatible to you. If you're already married, you just got to work on that marriage. As long as the other person is willing. And you have to be willing. And there are ways to solve problems. That's why the Holy Spirit came to guide us. But if the person is not a good fit for you, then it's going to look right because Satan's going to try to make it look good because it's going to be a problem. He wants problems that he can work in your life. And if you have a great marriage, then seek the Lord on how to make it greater. My pastor talked about the love language that we speak. Sometimes what you think a person wants, they really want things another way. They want what they want. And men try to, respond to their wives the way they think that they'll want them to. But you have to listen to the person. And the Holy Spirit can give you wisdom. Because he knows people. He knows us individually. He knows what makes us tick. So, when you regard his wisdom, I'm using marriage for an example, but this is for all things. When you regard his wisdom, you can make the very best choice. And in life, when you see God helping you make better choices, then you'll trust him when it's really important for you to make good choices. When he gives you an assignment, you'll trust him with it. If you've been trusting him in your life, and he's been helping you see things in a greater way, we trust God because his word works and his track record is good, and we learn that his track record is good. That's why we continue to trust him. Now, after a certain point, it's going to settle down deep in your heart that he's good, and he's not like the religious quotations that you taught, that he give people sickness to help them learn something. He's not crazy. He's God. He loves us. And you learn these things and you unlearn the wrong things by relating to the Lord. By relating to the Lord. And if he's giving you wisdom that's blessing you in your life, then you can turn around. He's blessing you in your life. Now you can turn around and obey him, the instructions he give you that's going to help others live. It's very important to know him, to understand him, to seek him, because he'll help you grow. But you got to trust him. You trust him, it's going to work out. It's going to work out good. The Lord is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has great things in store for those who trust him and take him at his word. Everything we do can help us. the way we grow, the way we do things, can work out well, because the Lord our God loves us. And He has great grace and great mercy. He helps us to go forward and not backwards. And we can do the greater works of love. He's going to enable us to do wonderful things. And I thank the Lord for that. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. He has great things to say, wonderful things to share, and never underestimate what He can do throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.